You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. So this time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Thursday, the 23rd of May. And, well, we've got lots of different action from around the UK to look forward to, and also over in Ireland. But the real treat of the day, if you like, is the Brigadier Gerard meeting at Sandown, because it's the classiest car that we've got in an evening anywhere in the UK, certainly in the entire year, flat or jumps. And some real quality contests each and every year to look forward to. And this year is no exception. So that's coming up in the evening. Join us throughout the day on Racing Radio on Thursday for all the day's action here on the podcast. My name's John Gibby. Dale Gibson is with me. Hello, Dale.
Hi, John. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to have you with us here on the podcast once again. Have you been up to much since we've last spoken to you?
Yeah, it seems to be ages since I was last in. But yeah, no, plenty going on and never a dull moment, so I can't complain.
Fantastic. And, well, never a dull moment in the world of racing, especially on Thursday, where we've got the Brigadier Gerard evening to look forward to. And that's going to be our focus on the podcast today. We're going to be previewing four of the races, the four Class 1 contests that there are on the card. And we'll tackle them in time order. Start with the 6:35, and that is the National Stakes. We've got a field of seven declared for this year's renewal, Dale. What were your thoughts on this one?
It's a pretty good renewal. I'm very keen on Full Authority. He was most impressive at Chester a couple of weeks ago, albeit on rain-softened ground, but he couldn't have done any more than he did. He's a well-bred son of Kingman, and he just literally blew them apart last time. He's well-drawn on the rail. David O'Mara would have seen this race following the Chester victory, and I'm pretty certain he'll have him in good shape for this renewal. It's not a gimme, because there's a number of horses that are either unbeaten or they've won their last start. Proper Bow won at Musselburgh. He'd probably have to improve a wee bit from that debut victory earlier in the season. Strive for Glory only won a relatively small contest at Newcastle, but you would imagine he'd improve a little bit for Robert Cowell. Electric Ladyland didn't run that well last time at Chester, but maybe her draw beat her. And of the others, maybe J.M. Jackson from the Mark Johnson yard ran into a live wire at Thirsk on debut. So there's opponents, but I'm really keen on Full Authority. He'll do for me.
Okay, Full Authority then for Dale in the National Stakes. The 705 is the Henry II, and this is a race over 2 miles. It's always an interesting contest for this, because you tend to just see the stayers who are potentially going to take the step up into the big time this year. And this year, the likely favourite is DXB, but we've got some interesting runners in there as well. Magic Circle, among others, who won this last year, in fact. But what do you make of DXB, Mark Johnson's Charge, who potentially could be going for a cup campaign this year?
Yeah, I was very impressed with him last time at Ascot. In fact, I was hugely impressed by him. He's off a mark of 112. I think the step up in trip has really made him. Obviously, he was competing at Group 1 level last year. He ran in some pretty tough gigs, notably the Epsom Derby when he was runner-up. He didn't actually win after that. In fact, he didn't actually win last year. So it was a tough, tough year for him last year. But he showed a good level of form on more than one occasion, really mixing it here, there and everywhere. He was fourth in the ledger, maybe slightly disappointing that day, but I think it's quite tough when a three-year-old competes in those Group 1s and those proper races all throughout the season. Sometimes they need that winter break and that period of time to maybe strengthen up and come good again. And stepping him up to 2 miles has really helped him. And now he's four. He's a little bit older. He's obviously improved throughout the winter. And I'm pretty keen on him winning tomorrow. You've got to respect making miracles, but he won the Chester Cup in an absolute bog, and it was Chester. And Chester form doesn't always travel, as we say. So what wins at Chester doesn't always necessarily win elsewhere. There is a dark horse here, and that's Mekon at the bottom, Sir Michael Stouts. He's got a bit to find on ratings, but trained by the master and ridden by the master, Ryan Moore, there's a reason why Sir Michael has kept him in training. He won at Haydock a handicap in September last year, off 94, on heavy ground. I don't think he is a mudlark by any stretch of the imagination. He ran pretty well subsequently at Ascot, over a mile and six on good ground at the back end, when Austrian School was third. So, you know, he hasn't got an awful lot to find with Austrian School, but he's probably got a bit more to find with DXB. But I think the big thing here is that he's been kept in training, so Sir Michael must think there's more to come. So if Mekon doesn't win the Henry II Stakes, keep your eye on him throughout the rest of the season. But the selection is DXB.
What about the Brigadier Gerard then, the feature race at 7:35? I don't think I'm ruffling too many feathers to say not one of the stronger renewals of this race, but there's still a winner to be found, of course.
Absolutely. I mean, Regal Reality was slowly away last time out. He just took a little bit of time to warm up at Sandown in the Mile Group 2 contest last time. He wasn't beaten far at all. It was a little bit of a messy race. Beat the Bank One and Sharjah Bridge was second, and they all sort of finished a little bit in the heat, but you would imagine that he'll step up from that. And he's also, going up two furlongs as well, which will help him. Tactics will play their part. Matterhorn ran well at Chester last time, having been campaigned for an eternity on the all-weather. I mean, what a penalty kick he was off a mark of 80 in December. He's now 112. Apart from the one lapse at Kempton Park when it didn't quite work out for him at March, he's been very consistent. But he's going to have to raise his game once again, I believe, is Matterhorn. There's question marks about a number of these. Here comes when comes here. He's a nine-year-old, but he's got a fair amount of ability. He does come here off a break, off his winter break. And Bombix has probably got to improve on what he achieved last year. But process of elimination, I'm going to go with Regal Reality to improve on his debut effort a few weeks ago. So Regal Reality for me in the Brigadier Gerard.
And the last race we're going to take a look at is the 8:10, and that is the Heron Stakes, a listed race over a mile for three-year-olds. As usual, plenty of unexposed, improving young milers in the field.
Yeah, it is. You've hit the nail on the head there. It's unexposed. One or two of these could well go on to better things. Without Parole went on. He won the race last year, and he went on to win at Royal Ascot. Hasn't quite gone on from there since then, but certainly in the first part of last year, he was a good horse Without Parole. Interesting that John Gosden runs two. King of Comedy, which is the mount of Frankie, and Lord North, the mount of Rab Havlin. Dark Vision, who was a pretty decent two-year-old last year, he comes back to the fold again. Wasn't good enough in the guineas, but Johnson's kept him going. He'll be interesting. The two I like here are Sangarius for the aforementioned Sir Michael Stout, fourth in last year's Dewhurst, so fourth in a Group One, dropping back down to listed company. I think he's got to be high on the shortlist. He's owned by the Abdullah team, bred by the Abdullah team, son of Kingman, and he's got to be in the mix. And the alternative is Walking in the Sand, who is battle hardened. He's had a couple of starts this year already, hasn't been beaten that far, ran well at Newmarket last time in what was a muddling race behind UAE Jewel. I give Walking in the Sand a chance, but I'll just tie along with Sangarius to make it a good evening for Sir Michael Stout.
That's the Brigadier Gerard cards then, or the middle four races of it anyway, at Sandown on Thursday evening. All the races are live, of course. You can listen to them on the William Hill website or on the app with those expert betting previews and tips. And join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. Dale, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.